Thank you and good afternoon. A California Highway Patrol officer remains in the hospital recovering from major injuries after a violent altercation with a Hoopa Valley driver Thursday afternoon. Captain Adam Yeager held a press conference at the Humboldt County Courthouse in Eureka this afternoon to explain how the incident occurred. An officer who had just transferred to the Humboldt area CHP December 2nd responded to a single vehicle collision on Highway 299. The officer contacted a 17-year-old Hoopa resident and walked the driver to the back of the driver's car, and in a surprise attack, the driver violently attacked the officer with a machete. The officer defended himself and shot the driver. The number of shots fired are unknown at this time. The officer was able to retreat to his vehicle and call for assistance. An officer arrived 10 minutes later and found the attacker lying on the street next to his car with no clothes on. Yeager explained that the attacker was acting erratic, and at that point the officer used a taser to detain the attacker. Medical personnel arrived at the scene after the attacker was unresponsive. CPR was performed, but efforts were unsuccessful and the attacker succumbed to his injuries. The CHP officer who was attacked was ultimately transported to UC Davis for treatment of major injuries he suffered to his left arm, his left hand, and his face. At this point, he is reported as being stabilized. In the early hours this morning, officers from the Eureka Police Department reported to the 4900 block of Lundblade Drive on a report of a suspicious subject seen in the area. 26-year-old Eureka resident Jared Lafayette was walking around in the neighborhood on Lundblade Drive with a backpack when officers contacted him. Officers conducted a probation search on his person and his backpack. The backpack turned up a pair of bolt cutters, wire cutters, a file kit, and other various tools. Lafayette was arrested and booked into county jail for possession of burglary tools, public intoxication, and probation violation. Thursday morning, Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies arrested a McKinleyville resident in the 2100 block of Central Avenue, but not before the suspect attacked some of the sheriff's deputies. Deputies responded to a report of a male causing a disturbance on Central Avenue. When officers arrived at the scene, they encountered 34-year-old Jason Balky, who matched the description of the man causing the disturbance. As deputies attempted to arrest Balky for being under the influence of narcotics, Balky attempted to strike one of the officers with a closed fist, but missed. He then pulled one of the arresting deputy's hair and ripped that deputy's shirt. Officers ultimately used a taser on Balky and they were able to detain him. Balky was booked for assault on a police officer, resisting arrest, and public intoxication. Eureka police made an arrest at the Bayshore Mall Wednesday that crossed off one of the people on the department's most wanted list. A caller at the Ross store called the Eureka Police Department and reported that 21-year-old Sarah Lott, who was wanted for burglary, was in the store. Eureka police responded to the scene, and Lott was taken into custody without incident and booked into county jail. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A Crescent City man has been arrested by the California Highway Patrol following a single-vehicle traffic collision on Washington Boulevard East early Thursday morning. 28-year-old Crescent City resident John Ryan Skirk was behind the wheel of his vehicle when he lost control of the car negotiating a curve in the roadway. The vehicle left the roadway and rolled over, coming to rest on the roof of the car. Skirk suffered major injuries and was later airlifted to a hospital in Reading for further treatment, but not before he was placed into custody on suspicion of DUI. A passenger that was in the vehicle with Skirk walked away from the crash uninjured. Eureka police officers and firefighters raised more than $1,200 for their Shop with a Cop event that took place over the weekend. This means that 12 kids from local families will get to participate in a Christmas shopping spree event at Target tomorrow. Police Chief Andy Mills went up against Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Ken Woods in a game of cornhole that saw the police department win that match. The custom-made boards that were used in that game were raffled off to raise more money for the Christmas toy drive this afternoon. The kids will join officers for donuts before they get to begin their shopping spree. Officials from the Arcata Fire Protection District expressed their thanks to the public for the support of the Marine Corps Toys for Tots program, which was held by Arcata Fire. Citizens and local businesses took place in the program, and the Marine Corps got to pick up toys from the Mad River Fire Station earlier this afternoon. The toys will be distributed to children who may have had a Christmas without receiving a toy. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.